So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I think we're going to have a real humdinger.
That's almost over, Simon. Where have you been the whole day?
Yeah, what happened?
Speaking of almost over, thank God, American.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Shut the hell up.
That was almost over.
You know, I told you in earlier commercial break, I'll be so glad when it's done, because now it's like a flipping burden.
You know, we're bitching about it now, but you know, there's going to be a big void when it's all gone.
Not this year, I don't think.
No, not that big a void.
It'll be summertime when it's over, and barbecues and hot dogs and fun.
You will be hungry for it when it comes back. You floated that thing out, you always say, I'm not watching next year.
I have to get into, as far as viewing, I have to get back into my baseball habit. I have completely lost the baseball habit, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I've got to pay attention to my Boston Red Sox.
How are they doing?
They're doing pretty well.
I hear the Cubs are going
to
go all the way.
I swear to God, I don't know.
What?
I swear to
God. Batman, get this man a newspaper.
I am embarrassed.
You've lost touch.
I have lost the mojo. I did that when they almost didn't come out for the last spring training game because they were protesting the coaches not getting paid for the trip to Japan. And then they came out. Well, yeah, and we're waiting for an hour and a half, and then they come out, and they're all lollygagging around and kind of mopey dope. And I was like, you know, F this. I'm a baseball fan. You know, I paid money to go to my little spring training game here. I'm real excited. Yeah. It's the only chance I get to see him before the season starts, and they were doing that. And it stuck. It actually stuck in my craw that they were doing that. You know, the whole vision of the pampered athlete really kind of pissed me off, and I haven't been back since. And then the Capitals here in Washington, D.C. were playing hockey, and I got into that again, and you know, that had the same feel of the underdog, and it was weird.
There is one bright side to all this.
What's that?
At least you're not playing the Fenway song.
Well, I don't do that anymore.
Everybody shout, we are the Red Sox. Let's go.
Billy, Louis Tian, Fenway Park.
You bastard.
I'm the one that does that. Anyway.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero. We've got the Audio Vault to open up here. What? But also, I do have an update on Hogfest 2008 occurring this Friday in the parking lot, 10800 Main Street, with a big barbecue, music from the Bad Influence Band, demonstrations from Motorcycle Riding Concepts, Patriot Harley Davidson, Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles, and
10,000 biscuits?
Just added to the bill. The Hooters girls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yes, we want to thank Hooters. Hooters Restaurants for providing a bevy of those orange-shorted bevy of beauty.
It's a good organization.
They'll be, now I'm turning into the evil sheriff.
the evil sheriff. I like him.
I know I'm at Hooters. They serve wings.
Yes, they do.
And shrimp.
Yes. Oysters. Sure.
And then beer.
French fries, yes. French fried potatoes.
They serve curly fries.
Yes, they do.
Delicious curly fries. So thanks to the Hooters girls.
Yes.
Hogfest 2008. They will be here this Friday. And we're just down the street from the Hooters, you know.
Not that far, really.
All our radio stations seem to be close to Hooters.
I'm so excited. Yes, that's true.
Or all the other Hooters close to us.
Even when we were in New York, we were close to one.
Part of the Hooters restaurant research, that they actually do the research to see, all right, where is there a radio station? Okay, you can build the wooden building now.
You have to be within 2 miles of a fat disc jockey.
Exactly. So the Hooters girls make everything special. Mm-hmm. And maybe to compliment the Hooters girls, we might be having some girls from Good Guys as well.
Oh, well, then
I haven't called my friend yet, but
that will be nice.
We're going to do that.
That'd be great.
But, you know, before we get to the Audio Vault, I have just opened the Audio Vault. But on the Rob report, Rob was talking to me about his daughter, Julia. And
I
didn't
want to
go through this show without mentioning this. This is very cute. How is Julia doing?
She is doing awesome. She is 7. She will be 8 in September. Mm-hmm. No, December. Forgive me. But she is.
Cherish that child, because you will never have any more.
I know.
Because you've maimed yourself.
I've not maimed myself.
You have maimed yourself?
I'm better.
You have maimed yourself?
I've altered myself for the better.
You have carved yourself into being less of a man.
I can still show my lipstick.
So what is happening? That's gross. Now you're going to make me throw up.
See, that's the only way to win that argument.
That is so disgusting. Tell me about your sweet daughter before I throw up.
She has been complaining. She loves to read, but she's really, you know, she's a self-taught reader.
And she's verbal. She's very verbal.
Yes, but she was having a hard time sticking with her reading, so we took her to an eye doctor, and my little girl needs glasses.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I think it's cute.
Catherine had them for a little while, too. Still uses them for reading and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing thing they say is that it's by no means a permanent thing because their brains and their eyes develop independently and sometimes, you know, they don't jive quite right. Mm-hmm. But I can't.
You had the lazy eye, right, up until your 18th birthday?
I actually got it tomorrow. She came home, and I thought, Carrie said, you know, she called me here at work, and Carrie, amazingly, talking 100 miles an hour, glasses, the prescription sunglasses, 2 weeks, and just, and I said, okay. And so I got home, and I called Julia down, and I just said, how was your day? And I said, I heard you went to the eye doctor. Mm-hmm. I said, I hear you're getting glasses. How do you feel about that? She says, Daddy, they're awesome.
Well, she likes them.
Yeah, oh, said, then you're done. There's, yeah, then there's no psychology
I said,
needed.
What's so great about it? She says, they're silver with blue, and they go with everything.
Well, that's great.
So she's coordinating her outfits.
She's a sweetheart.
But the one thing that, and she jokes about it, so I don't feel bad about bringing it up, is she does have a slight lazy eye. Not that it doesn't jive with her other eye.
Right.
It just works harder to compensate for the other eye.
Sure, of course.
So now, every night for 2 hours, me daughter has to wear an eye patch.
Oh, yes. Now, do you get her the kind of Pirates of the Caribbean eye patch?
That's what I wanted, but what they got us was an ocular adhesive.
Oh, those are the things. Yeah, yeah. I've seen lots of kids wearing
which
those
is not as fun as the other on kind. Yeah, right. So I'm hoping to get her like a Johnny Depp eye patch.
Yeah, I think both my kids had a bit of the lazy eye as well, and they said it's because daddy's do the drinking. That's it. No, I'm kidding, of course. Neither
yeah, so
of my
I
kids
never
do.
Had a drink before she was born.
Right. Never in a million. Well,
my sperm gets pulled over.
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture. Bring a picture.
I will. Well, the glasses arrive,
iPad.
I think, next week. Ah. And I mean, as far as a beautiful daughter and her in glasses is going to be great. So if she's listening, which she's not because we're good parents, we love you and we're proud of you. And
very good. So. We love our daughters on this show. I love my Catherine, who just had her confirmation over the weekend. So I wanted to congratulate her on that.
Yes. She's
fortunately,
Catholic?
This was a Methodist confirmation.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
none of us
I'm
do.
Methodist.
It's the ex-wife.
It's fine. It's fine.
That was that side. I did not participate in that. But I did get her.
It's fine.
I hope she's not listening right now.
Turn it off.
You know, ex-wife, if you're driving the kids or anybody's there, turn the radio down for a second. Got her a nice little St. Christopher medal.
Awesome.
Love Daddy on it.
Cool.
So hopefully, you know, that's my contribution.
Okay, now you can turn the radio back on.
Now do, and I said to the those people, the Methodists, you were a Methodist.
Yes, I was.
I still am.
Do you do the whole saint thing?
I don't recall any of that. I don't recall confirmations or any of those things in the Methodist Church.
They recognize the saints.
Okay,
but they
so
don't,
that
it's
kind
not
of medal
like,
is cool?
Absolutely, but they don't do like holy days of obligations and all that ooga booga hocus pocus.
Stop it. Shut up with that, for God's sake. Even though I don't go, I'm still going to make you a Nazi.
Don't go!
But you know, what are you? Do you recognize the saints in the Church of the Eighth? The atheist. I'm just kidding. Let's open up the
saints.
Audio.
You just closed it.
Open. Oh, I'm sorry.
Better.
You know, it sounds like I'm closing it when I'm opening it. Now it's really closed. Now it's open again. Let's go to the audio vault. Let me see. We've got
ready to go.
George W. Bush beehive. Is that any good?
I like this because he is dealing with an NBC reporter. And he pulls almost like a teacher or a daddy move with him. And besides, he likes talking about beehives.
This is the beehive theory. We should have just let the beehive sit there and hope the bees don't come out of the hive.
Bees.
My attitude is the United States must stay on the offense against Al-Qaeda. Two ways.
But haven't you smash the bees,
two ways.
Hive, and let them spread?
Excuse me for a minute, Richard. Two ways. One...
Does he get pissed off?
That's it. He recovers.
Let me hear that one more time because it sounds like the guy is like, let me finish, Richard.
Come on, Richard.
My attitude is the United States must stay on the offense against Al-Qaeda. Two ways.
But haven't you just smashed the bees, two ways. Hive, and let them spread?
Excuse me for a minute, Richard. Two ways. One, find them and bring them to justice. What we're doing.
I don't know what the reporter's doing. The reporter's trying to make him sound like an asshat.
Yeah.
You know? Smashing the bees, Mr. President?
Are you going to scratch the bees, Mr. President?
Will you eat the honey after you smash the bees? All right, and then we've got Meredith Vieira on the Today Show calling herself Matt Lauer.
Yeah, this is really a moment right out of Anchorman.
All right.
When they read the wrong card. Oh.
And that is tomorrow. Meanwhile, back inside Studio 1A, I'm Meredith Vieira inside Matt Lauer's. That's not good.
Then he grabbed her breast.
Throws her down.
Special moment. All right, I've got another Meredith. Yeah, let me hear this about Meredith Vieira gave the commencement address at Tufts University, and she talked about streaking, which is pretty funny.
Pretty sexy.
January of 1975, I led a group of female students across the campus streaking. Literally.
Literally.
Yeah. And it was really cold. I remember that. And at one point, I looked, you know, over my shoulder, and the only behind I saw was mine. It struck me that every leader, no matter how small, occasionally will find themselves alone and exposed.
She's all right. I would like.
She is a class act.
Gentlemen, I will give you a trivia question. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow because I didn't get to talk about my nephew's graduation this weekend from Colgate University. Congratulations to Michael Parshley. Michael Parshley, magna cum laude.
Wow.
And honors in Spanish. How tough is that?
That'll come in handy.
Yeah, I think he's going to do very well.
He could get a job at my Shoppers Food Warehouse.
Very, very, very proud of him.
He would do great.
Another female network broadcast speaker at this commencement, and I will let you ask three questions, and then guess who it was. Mm-hmm. You know this person, very famous.
Really? Is a Colgate alumnus?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is she among the older?
Yes.
Such?
Uh-huh.
Does she have a book out right now?
I don't think so.
Oh.
That no, it wasn't Barbara Walters.
Not Barbara Walters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Older and surrounded by old. Her fellow workers, very.
Leslie Stahl.
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah, you got it. There you go. That was the hint right there.
Leslie Stahl.
How was she as a commencement speaker?
She was good. She actually was very, very good. And, you know, I'll talk about it tomorrow. Very difficult to enjoy any speaker, even though we were under a tent when it's 45 degrees with a steady rain.
Yeah. We had the worst commencement speaker. We didn't have the CEO, but we had someone close to the CEO of GE.
I have to ask Tony Perkins the next time he's in here because we graduated at the same time. Mm-hmm. We had somebody at American University, class of 81, who was extraordinarily controversial.
Gabe Kaplan?
I still remember. My mom said that to me, 88 years old, with the memory. You had somebody that there were protests. They didn't want them to be there.
Wow.
So it had to be somebody from the administration, but I don't remember who it was. Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody from, I think, would that be the Reagan administration?
The beginning of the Reagan administration.
Beginning of the Reagan, 1981, but I'm not sure. I don't remember who it is. It says here, Ellen announces her marriage.
Yeah,
you got to hear that.
This is from her show. Now, just so you know, I cut out 25 seconds of applause from this ovation to let you know just how long it went.
Yesterday, if you haven't heard, the California Supreme Court overturned a ban on gay marriage.
We talked about this last week. Here's the tape.
She's stalking the audience with gays.
Yes. So I would like to say right now, for the first time, I am announcing I am getting married. Yeah.
And they show a shot of Portia at this point.
Portia's in the audience.
Yeah. Looking good.
What's Portia wearing?
Okay.
Something clingy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll tell you who the lucky guy is soon. And
all right, that's cool.
I'm so excited.
She goes on and she says she's registered at Crate and Barrel.
Right.
Do you remember Danny Noriega?
Oh, Danny Noriega. Yes, Danny Nasty Noriega. Mm-hmm.
This year's Sanjaya. He's upset, Mike, because he couldn't get tickets to the finale.
Okay, all right, let's listen to as much of this as I can stand.
I was like thinking, okay.
Is this online?
American
Idol.
Now
here's the thing that's he's put up video blogs before.
Right.
This is just audio. So I don't know if he's lost his recorder.
Okay.
So when you go to it, it's just a real audio player.
Get a hold of me. And they're going to tell me, Danny, I have tickets for you for the finale. And I would be like, oh, okay, duh, because I was on the show, right? You know, yay. No, that's not the case.
Good riddance,
I had to go
face.
Out of my way. Find the number to the girl that gets the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to move ahead a little bit because I want you to
shut the hell up.
He has a real, almost like a King of Comedy type deal here.
Okay.
Reunite. It's just, I just don't see how that's cool. How they don't invite the top 24 on the red carpet. Like
shut
they should.
The
so
hell.
I had
up.
To do all that just to get tickets. But wait, I did it for nothing.
Well, do it live.
Email back
and
saying that I'm not going to the finale because they're fool. And they said that they can give me tickets for a performing date instead.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Because they're full.
What is wrong with you?
And I don't know why that thing's on American Idol saying who would
you like to
see.
I can't, Rob.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Oh, my God. Danny
Suffice
Noriega.
It to say, at one point in that, you hear a voice in the background, and he says, Mom, I'm doing something important.
Mom. All right, what else is good on here, Rob? I see Jimmy Kimmel.
This was a great bit. You enjoyed this last week. Here's this week's week in unnecessary censorship.
Fantastic.
As it grows more unlikely that Hillary Clinton will win the Democratic nomination, her core group of supporters is still behind her, encouraging her to keep f***ing.
I decided that on my first full day of campaigning in Michigan that I wouldn't be f***ing around.
Fox 5's Brett Larson checks out a machine that turns sh- into gasoline.
Wow. Kirk Cameron, in his new autobiography, reveals, quote, I took a very difficult step, one I agonized over for some time. I can't remember how it happened, but I f***ed my mom.
They say everything is big in Texas, and I've never seen a that big anywhere.
Opponents of gay marriage may also be galvanized by today's court action in California.
The people of California have just been
30 million people have gone in to watch an internet display of animals in Africa f***ing.
I believe we should honor the votes cast by 2.3 million people in those states and all of their
I love every minute. Hey, you know what? Note to Mr. Joe Artinger. Joe Artinger, yeah. I know you're preparing that fabulous show on the weekend, but if you get some free time during the week, that would be, I'd love to steal that idea. One I think last, you can do that with a million different things.
One last one. Garth Brooks last night won the Milestone Award.
Oh, no. This is Dick Clark.
And I want to play Dick Clark. Congratulating you. Oh, it's a great day and a great moment for a great performer.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm sure that's
so
how you got
let's
it.
Let's all grab hands and congratulate Garth Brooks.
This is going to be painful.
Garth, have a great night. I'm proud of you and proud to call you my friend. You're one of a kind.
We're going to hell, Rob.
Oh, you know, I don't think so.
We are going to hell. Is that all we have?
That's, I think, you've heard everything you
ladies
need to
and gentlemen,
hear.
Let's close the audio vault. It is closed for today. My God. Always love to hear Dick Clark. That's always special, isn't it?
He's a power player, you know.
He's also very excited that we got the Hooters girls to come to our Hawk
Very festival. Excited, Ryan.
Lovely orange shorts. Thank
Hot
you.
Hot wings, Ryan.
Stop picking on him.
Okay.
I don't appreciate you picking on him.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero.
Today's voice of
we'll
the day.
Be back with the final buzz right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
The Junkies.
You know what makes me most bitter?
I'd love to hear it.
What I want to do after golf.
Have a beer.
I want to chill with my boys, have a cocktail.
Right.
But every time I play golf, I get a phone call. What hole are you on? How far away is it? You know, all this nonsense.
And so
then I got to pull out the Reggie Whites.
Right.
I'm on the 16th, but I'm already done, by the way.
Pull out your W-2.
So it's past Leesburg when it's really in Lansdowne.
The Junkies. Weekday mornings, 5 to 10. 106.7. WJFK.